Talking with Josh Bashong, of course, state canola specialist. Let's talk about Canola College, if we can, Josh. Coming up real quick in Enid.
Yes, February 19th at the Enid Fairgrounds. We have an excellent program put together. Great Plains Canola Association, Oklahoma State University, Kansas State University all came together to host this event for the third year. So we're very excited. We've had excellent success the last 2 years. It's very, very adopted by the growers. There's a lot to learn, whether you're a new grower or experienced grower. We have a wide variety of topics, anything from basics to varieties, fertility, making your own budgets, looking at the economics of the crop, and then kind of try to get that next 10 bushels. So we have a wide diversity of presentations there. We're going to have OSU experts there to cover pest management questions in the off sessions. So there's going to be quite a few experts there. If a canola producer or even a wheat producer thinking about canola wants to attend, it's free to attend. Go to the OSU website, canola.okstate.edu, and register. Like I said, it's a free event, but we need a meal count. So pre-register to make sure we have enough food there.
I guess one of the things that you mentioned, it's very important that, you know, if a guy's even thinking about coming back in with canola, maybe didn't plant last fall, but yet there's some good information to help him make those decisions this coming fall.
Yeah, and unfortunately, from a research point of view, having tough years like this, we do learn a few things. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of having some failed crops out there, but we have learned some stuff over the last couple of years, what to do, what not to do, often more importantly, to make sure these producers are more successful once they start growing the crop again.